Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
As I said a few years ago, the legislature goes through seasons that mimic the four seasons of the year. When they convene in January, it's a lot like spring. Everyone's happy, the air is filled with anticipation, and everyone's sure great things will be accomplished. Freshman legislators run around like newborn calves, happy to be part of the process and giddy with youthful exuberance. They're positive that all of their bills will pass, and because of their presence, it's now possible to solve every major woe that has ever plagued the state. One former legislator told me he always comes to Helena for a visit in January because folks are still smiling at each other. Those of us who have been around for a while try to move as many bills as possible in January because legislators are still somewhat objective. February seems a lot like summer. Things are humming along, lots of work's getting done, the process is flowing smoothly, and legislators are still attending receptions in the evening. Freshmen by this time have had a few reality checks, but by and large, they're still engaged and optimistic. Older legislators and lobbyists are beginning to see small, almost imperceptible storm clouds forming on the horizon, but these are still far off and don't affect day-to-day operations. The big change comes toward the end of February in the run-up to the transmittal break, and just like summer turning to fall, legislators find some days more frosty than others. At this point, freshmen grow up quickly as they realize their favorite bills are in real danger of dying. If they don't make it past the transmittal deadline, they're almost certainly dead, and the reality is, most won't. Another reality is that by this time, most legislators are suffering from a lack of sleep, time away from their families, and are just ready to be away from the Capitol for a few days. Transmittal break is a welcome respite, and when they reconvene in March, fall is definitely in the air. The atmosphere is frosty, freshmen who were once blissfully ignorant are now streetwise, and everyone wants to push toward adjournment and go home. Legislative receptions are no longer well attended because legislators would rather eat a TV dinner in the privacy of their own home than suffer through cheese balls, chicken wings, and boring speeches at a local hotel. Everyone, staff and legislators alike, are all about work, and the end game is becoming more clear. Now even the freshmen notice the storm clouds. That brings us to April, and winter has definitely arrived. Most of the extraneous bills have either passed or died, and the spotlight turns to the budget, which by this time reflects the values of the majority party. That leaves the minority screaming foul and political snow squalls blowing through the Capitol. At some point toward the end of April, the budget finally passes, the legislature finally adjourns, and legislators finally return to the reality outside the walls of the Capitol. Over time, the memory of legislative battles fades away. Hard feelings are forgotten, and optimism returns, because spring and the next legislative session are only 2 years away. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslothy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.